This is Morning Edition. State lawmakers called their own special session for the first time in 35 years Wednesday. The stated reason was to undo an ordinance passed by the Charlotte City Council that gives protections to people who are transgender. Legislators in Raleigh did supersede local lawmakers and passed a bill that addressed the bathroom ordinance as well as discrimination issues and local power. Jeff Tiberi reports from the Capitol.
Last month, Charlotte City Council members voted 7-4, allowing people who are transgender the option to select the restroom that aligns with their identity. Since then, there has been weeks of heated debate about public safety, common sense, and government authority. The issues landed at the General Assembly Wednesday.
When the Charlotte City Council passed their bathroom ordinance, I was immediately fearful.
High school junior Chloe Jefferson spoke during a public comment period minutes after proposed state legislation to combat the Charlotte ordinance had been released.
Changing in front of my girl peers is already intimidating enough. Now we add the possibility of males changing and showering alongside me. This is something that makes me, and I'm sure other girls, even more self-conscious. Girls like me should never be forced to undress or shower in the presence of boys.
Jefferson was one of a dozen speakers who were evenly divided. Chris Scrow also addressed the room. He's the executive director of Equality NC. Scrow said more than 200 cities and towns in the U.S. have already enacted provisions similar to the Charlotte measure.
There have not been public safety concerns in any of those cities for the decades that these ordinances have been in place. That is a fact, and facts matter.
However, a majority of lawmakers in the General Assembly were not happy with the Charlotte provision and vowed to respond. Rumblings of a possible special session have been looming like storm clouds for weeks. When legislators did convene Wednesday morning, a bill still had not been released. When it was, the contents went beyond just undoing the bathroom issue from Charlotte. Democrat Mickey Mishaw.
You haven't looked at this carefully. All you have done is come in and rush because of one hot button issue and taken that hot button issue and turned it into something else.
The Republican-led House introduced and, following hours of contentious debate, passed a measure that prevents other municipalities from enacting similar ordinances. The measure extends further, addressing municipal non-discrimination ordinances and wage requirements. The Senate voted 32-0 after Democrats walked out of that chamber in protest. Republican Representative Dan Bishop of Mecklenburg County is a co-sponsor of the bill.
We are regulating the field comprehensively. We are preempting the field. That means that localities are not free to adopt a patchwork of inconsistent law governing these business practices across the state.
This legislation bans local governments from prohibiting discrimination in public places based on gender identity and sexual orientation. The measure also mandates all public schools and college campuses to have bathrooms and locker rooms that are designated for people based on their biological gender. In addition, the bill also makes clear that local governments cannot require its contractors to pay workers above the current minimum wage. David McLennan is a professor of political science at Meredith College.
It's a very interesting power struggle going on between cities and counties who are trying to do what's best for their citizens and what presumably the local citizens want, and then the state government, which has taken more of a locoparentis, a larger role than Republicans tend to take, and stepping in and local decisions.
State lawmakers and local elected officials have sparred in recent years over control of the Airport Authority in Charlotte, drinking water in Asheville, and redistricting in Greensboro and Wake County. Like those instances, litigation is likely to follow in these proceedings. Shortly after receiving the bill Wednesday night, Governor McCrory signed it into law. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.